Commander-in-Chief Radio.
Do it.
Is on the air.
Do it. Before I take your questions, let me speak with the American people about the situation in Iraq. I'm sure something will pop in my head here in the midst of this press conference, all the pressure of trying to come up with an answer, but it hadn't yet. By the way, they found, I think, 50 tons of mustard gas, I believe it was, in a turkey farm.
I'm George W. Bush, leader of the free world. I want to bomb Iraq. And when the world says no, I say, yeah, whatever. Saddam has started to meet our demands. Yeah, whatever. I talked to Colin Powell. He said,
sir, maybe we should give the inspectors more time.
I said, no, you know why? Because it's my United States of whatever. Yeah, yeah. And this is my United States of whatever.
President Bush?
Hush up, don't talk to me now. And this is my United States of whatever. Leave it to me. Hello.
This is Putin. Russia will veto war.
I see. Whatever.
Mr. President, North Korea's got nukes.
Oh. Ding dong dong ding ding dong dong. Translation? Whatever.
I am Bin Laden. You still have not caught me.
I'm George W. You know what the W stands for? Yet.
Because this is my United States of whatever.
This is ding ding dong, ding 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 dong dong.
Whatever.
I hope you got the message. Good.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
Commander-in-Chief Radio.
Do it.
It's on air.
Do it.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Mom and Dad, last month a girl in Lincoln, Rhode Island sent me a letter. It began, Dear George W. Bush, if there's anything you know, please send me a letter. P.S. Kiss my ass. Dick is a killer. It began the end of June in the Casablanca. Vice President Cheney, he showed the way. Terrified and innocent, the desire growing stronger, submitting to the whim of one brutal man. I feel free, I feel free, I feel free, I feel free. Dick is a killer. I feel free. Last August the 11th, on the deck of a carrier in the Pacific, I gave to you my complete commitment, and it is right. I love you, and I do not want to lose you. My purposes are just and true. Activity is increasing, and Dick is on the rise. By executive order, we're on the manhunt aboard the Starship Enterprise. The once all-powerful ruler of Iraq was found in a hole. President Clinton fucked it. True. President Clinton fucked it. Then farmers felt the sorrow. Yes, farmers felt the sorrow. I feel free. Farmers felt the sorrow, and one reason is clear. Dick is a killer. 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 Dick. Fuck yourself. Kiss my ass. And I want you. It's difficult to talk about. And I want you, because you set me free. And I want you. And I want you, and I want you, just as surely as Dick is a killer. 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 Dick.
dick, suck my dick, fuck my ass. Dick is a killer, dick is a killer, dick is a killer, dick is a killer. Dick is a killer, 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 dick is a killer.
Fuck yourself. Kiss my ass. I believe that God made me a woman. I feel it in my heart, and this bitch's voice must be heard. A sex change is the only certain way to preserve the sanctity of marriage. We are living in historic times. We are living in a time of great change. Our leadership and resolve can light the way for others. And having come this far, and in the unfolding of the years, this country has a new friend called Shirley W. Bush.
Dick is a killer. 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 Dick is a killer.
May God continue to bless America. Word. I feel free. I feel free. I feel free. I feel free.
Dick is a killer.
Come on, come on.
Now.
Would you please be quiet? Would you please shut up? Would you please be quiet? Would you please shut up? Would you please be quiet?
Power cannot be put directly in the hands of the people. Not now, not later. It's time to turn away from the temptation to protect the American worker. Tonight, I am announcing a new world order. World of barbed wire and concrete blocks, discrimination, conflict, bigotry, and hate.
Shut up, shut up, shut up, please shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, please shut up.
Among the nations of the world, only the United States of America contemplates outlaw aggression. The world can therefore seize this opportunity to fulfill the long-held promise of a new world order, where brutality is the burden of leadership, and aggression, yes, aggression, is just, is moral, is right. Join this great movement. Pass my proposals. It will mean higher taxes, fewer jobs, and eventually a system under complete government control.
Use drugs. Try drugs. Right away. And I'm proposing something else. Every school, college, and university, and every workplace must adopt drug use by students and employees.
Can we start the clock over? I held off for the applause. Can I get it?
You can proceed, sir.
To protect unneeded weapon systems and obsolete bases. And you pay the bill.
Jenna Bush, possessed by demons. With Bush on Crack Radio, I'm Wolf Blitzen. Bush on Crack Radio has learned that 19-year-old Jenna Bush, daughter of President-elect George W. Bush, was hospitalized for demon possession yesterday. Jenna was admitted to St. David's Medical Center in Austin, Texas yesterday evening after she reportedly began projectile vomiting and spinning her head a full 360 degrees. Though anonymous sources say the Bush daughter has uttered a constant stream of obscenities through her stay, hospital sources will only say that the power of Bush compels them to remain silent on the matter.
For the latest news, visit www.bushoncrack.com. I'm Wolf Blitzen.
Commander-in-Chief Radio.
Let's see. Hold on for a minute.
Is on the air.
Here is Brian Williams.
Good evening. For only the third time in his presidency, George W. Bush is about to take questions from reporters in a primetime news conference format tonight from the East Room of the White House. The president has an opening statement on the situation in Iraq, and before his arrival in the East Room, let's hear from our Washington Bureau Chief and the moderator of Meet the Press.
Good evening. And before I take your questions, let me speak with the American people about the situation in Iraq. Coalition forces infiltrated Iraq to incite and organize terror. The violence we have seen is a power grab by these extreme and ruthless elements, carrying out a decision that has already been made and will not change: blackmail and murder on a massive scale. In forums where Iraqis have met to discuss their political future, and in all the proceedings of the Iraqi Governing Council, Iraqis have expressed clear commitments. They want strong protections for individual rights. They want their independence. They want to run us out of Iraq. Now I'd be glad to take your questions.
After 9/11, what would your biggest mistake be, would you say, and what lessons have you learned from it?
I wish you'd give me this written question ahead of time so I could plan for it. I'm sure something will pop in my head here in the midst of this press conference, all the pressure of trying to come up with an answer, but it hadn't yet. Just put me under the spot here, and maybe I'm not as quick on my feet as I should be in coming up with one. One thing is for certain, though, about me. I mean, I'm sick. Thank you all very much.
Just 2 hours ago, Allied Air Forces began an attack on a small and helpless neighbor.
Our objectives are clear. While the world prayed for peace, the United States raped, pillaged, and plundered a tiny nation.
The victims were moms and dads.
Crushed.
Friends and neighbors.
Crushed.
Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, unyielding anger.
And among those maimed and murdered, innocent children. These attacks continue as I speak.
What are we gonna do with all these criminals? What are we gonna do about all these crimes? Where are we gonna put all this anger? Such a strange wind blowing and such strange, strange times.
Our military is powerful. Functions of our government continue without interruption.
Our objectives are clear. With an Arab solution, our operations are proceeding according to plan.
Crushed.
Down the road I hear a dark, dark clamor. Feet are wet in the ever-rising tide. Could we break the world beneath our pounds? Fit the whole human race inside.
We will make no distinction between the
Arab leaders
and the children whose worlds have been shattered.
The United States, by stalling and threatening and defying the United Nations, exhausted every means at our disposal, met every overture of peace with open contempt.
God bless America.
Our military is powerful. Our military is powerful.
We're trimming branches while the roots dig deeper. Will they split the rock upon which this nation stands?
This is not simply about politics tonight. The president will declare combat has come to an end, though he will not say that legally the war has come to an end. That is a complicated legal question that requires much from the U.S. government once it formally ends the war, and the president isn't prepared to do that. The president will thank the soldiers and sailors and Marines who fought in the war and talk about the war on terrorism as well.
Thank you all very much, Admiral Kelly, Captain Carr, officers and sailors of the USS Abraham Lincoln. Military technology was designed and deployed to inflict casualties on an ever-growing scale. Allied forces destroyed entire cities, while enemy leaders who started the conflict were safe. Military power was used to end a regime by breaking a nation. With new tactics and precision weapons, we can achieve a military objective directing violence against civilians. No device of man can remove the tragedy from war. Yet it is a great advance when the innocent have far more to fear from war than the guilty when the innocent have far more to fear from war than the guilty when the innocent have far more to fear from war than the guilty directing violence against civilians. The innocent, the innocent, the innocent, the innocent. Directing violence against civilians. The innocent. The innocent. More on the innocent. Have far more to fear from war than the guilty when the innocent. Have far more to fear from war than the guilty when the innocent. Have far more to fear from war than the guilty. Directing violence against civilians. The innocent. The innocent. The innocent. The innocent. Directing violence against civilians. The innocent. The innocent. More.
Welcome to the Inner Side. A subsidiary of The Other Side, made possible by the Urbach Davis Radio Investment Group, and people like you. And me, Professor Thaddeus J. Scudder. This evening, on The Inner Side, we take you beyond the places hidden beneath or cannot be known, or even imagined behind the scenes. Who instructs the people that influence those who pull the strings that control the man behind the curtain? We'll never know. But tonight, we focus on the little people behind the scenery, the workers and technicians. We're going to spend an evening with the roboticists and bioimplant nanotechs who operate the presidential cyborg before the cameras. I'm here with Makia Velichip. I hear they call you the Prince of Plasticine Pilotry.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Mr. Velichip, how did you come to operate the Presidential Cyborg Unit for the White House Group?
I've been into animatronics since I was a kid, you know? Department stores at Christmas, stuff like that, you know? But I fancied myself an artist. You know, it used to get me in trouble. Overdoing it, you know?
How's that?
The reindeer crapping on the floor, that kind of stuff. I was into realism, you know, from, you know, like method robots.
It seems to have worked for you.
Yeah, those were the early days of computer control, you know. Hey, I wrote this one program, Santa sneaking up on Blitzen, you know. You know what I mean? Come down, come Blitzen.
That's probably more than we need to know.
Yeah, it kept me fired.
And this is your assistant, Jim Cricket?
That's correct. It's a pleasure to meet your acquaintance.
So, Mr. Cricket, you work as a team?
Oh, yeah. This is complex cybernetics. We have to deliver physical movements, gestures, lip sync, smirking.
Don't you think that manipulating a high-tech replicant that masquerades as a human president is perhaps a bit unethical?
Anyone who believes that the RoboDub unit is actually human wants to believe it. Come on, look at the guy. It's an obvious latex appliance. It's not meant to be a substitute for reality.
And what about the real G.W. Bush?
The real G.W. Bush?
Right.
Look, all I know about G.W. Bush is I push this button here, it smirks.
I've been speaking with Makia Velichip and Jim Cricket, the men behind the two-way mirrors that play a role as big as Florida in bringing you, the American people, the President of the United States. Or, as they refer to it, the RoboDub TX2000 Real-Time Facsimile Unit. And we're back with the Presidential Cyborg Media Manipulation Team, about to go to work. Let's listen in.
Fellow Americans, the President of the United States.
I think they screwed the music up, Mayor Maki.
Don't worry about the music. It's all right. All right, easing up to the podium. All right. All right. All right, give a little wave. Yo, easy, Jim. I said a little wave, not a Heil Hitler.
I got it.
Bend the elbow, come on.
Sorry.
There you go. All right. Smirking. Jim, you got a leg twitch now.
I'm working on it.
Come on, Jim.
I'm trying.
It kicks your shoe off. It looks real bad. We need to look tough, not psychotic,
all
right?
Backing off.
Come on, he's a cheerleader, not a field goal kicker.
Okay, I got it.
Jeez.
All right. Engaging the podium, Doc.
Let's go.
Okay, Maki. He's all yours.
Piping in now.
Members of Congress, distinguished guests, and fellow citizens. America this evening is a nation called to great responsibilities.
It's going
to
be one of them nights.
And we are rising to
what
meet them.
What was that?
Hundreds of thousands of American servicemen and women are deployed across the world through tragedy and war.
This Mackie?
Only to falter. Nuclear, chemical, and war. The terrorists continue. The people of Iraq are free.
This doesn't sound right.
And war is what they
got.
Yeah,
I picked up on that, Jimmy.
The chaos and carnage. And war.
Do something.
Is what they got. War they got.
Look, you just control the arms. They're flailing all over the place.
They got. Chaos and carnage.
Nothing's working.
Evil.
Damn it, Jim. I'm a technician, not a doctor. He's gonna blow, Jimmy.
Do something.
Jimmy, don't be a hero. Jimmy,
yes,
bail!
We're dropping in the ball!
Carnage and war is what they got. War.
I can't hold him!
Chaos and carnage they got. Chaos and carnage. War they got.
Any place it goes is right. Goes far, flies near, it's far.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Clear Cut Radio's final survivor round of the $90 billion question. It's man against machine. While this year's finalist, George W. Bush, will attempt to answer the question we've all been waiting for. Mr. Bush, for $90 billion in taxpayers' money and this brand new 2004 Halliburton convertible, you must answer the October surprise. Will it be weapons of mass destruction or Osama bin Laden?
War is what they got. War they got. War is what they got.
Nuclear chemical war. The terrorists continue. The people of Iraq are free.
They got evil. They got.
Bob Gore is correct. You have won an all-expense-paid trip around the important issues of the day. One-fifth of the world's easily accessible oil supply under a luxurious pile of corpses in the magnificent new radioactive desert. Birthplace of civilization, a perfect military base the size of California, strategically located in the stormy Middle East. A baby's arm holding an apple for every single American. And tax breaks for all your friends.
Is what they got, and war is the chaos and carnage, and war is what they got. War they got. War is what they got. The chaos and carnage they got. Chaos and carnage. War is what they got. Evil.
Nuclear chemical war. The terrorists continue. The people of Iraq are free. Killing and war is what they got. And war is the chaos and carnage. And war is what they got. War they got. War is what.
The cause we serve is right, because it is the cause of all mankind.
What the hell was that?
The momentum of freedom in our world is unmistakable.
Don't worry about it. And it was only 16 words.
Our power alone. We can know that his purposes are just and true. May God continue to bless America. I'm a war president. I make decisions here in the Oval Office in foreign policy matters with war on my mind.
That when we talk about war, we're really talking about peace.
He's a ugly man. He always was an ugly man. He grew up to be like his father. An ugly man.
Commander-in-Chief Radio.
Do it.
Is on the air.
Do it.
Good evening. A year ago, we took out the evil regime of Saddam Hussein and his weapons of mass destruction. Thanks to our brave troops and my brilliant planning, Iraqis is now free and about to receive the gift of their country from a grateful president. As a result, there hasn't been no terrorists hardly anywhere except for some minor events that weren't in Iraq. What I mean to say is, if General Abizaid wants more troops, we're here to give them to him. He and Sancho's always talking, and I'm always talking, and things get listened to in the White House, and everybody's always talking. And Iraq is the beginning of a new model for new Middle Eastern foreigners who love freedom and democracy. What I mean to say is, we're hunting down the terrorists one by one, and we're going to get them on account of they hate freedom and they're murderers with no regard for America's needs. Now, we aren't coming as imperialists. We aren't interested in that. We're just coming like the avenging angel of God, only evil need fear our might. Some have suggested we should put off giving Iraq its freedom from liberation, but June 30th is our deadline and America always keeps its word. That's why Iraq is going to hold their first permanent elections in December of 2005. We have told the United Nations that they can participate in Iraq just as soon as us and NATO made it safe. Our vast coalition will make it safe for Polish NATO troops to wear United Nations helmets as a part of our vast coalition. What I mean to say is, old Dulfer, he been looking for WMDs, and he knows I'm right, and Saddam Hussein, who was always WMD-ing his own people, had people who know how to think about weapons of mass conception, and I wasn't going to let him think about using them on us. Saddam Hussein hates us. You know, I was having dinner with old Koizumi, he's Japanese or something, and he leaned over the table at my ranch and he said, "You know, Mr. President, this is a very good potato." And I realized if we'd blown him up, he wouldn't be there eating potatoes with me. And someday somebody else we don't blow up will be eating potatoes with another president. What I mean to say is, I don't like to see dead people all over my television set. Nobody does. Makes it hard to see, and Al-Qaeda doesn't care. They're evil madmen who love death and don't care who they kill to know it. And I grieve right along with the grievers and their dead. They hate us. They hate our freedoms. And we gonna smoke them out and round them up and bring them to justice. And ask what we's doing, one no-count polecat at a time. What we're doing is saving America thanks to the Patriot Act, and when we pass Patriot 14A, we'll all be safer than anyone's ever been anywhere ever, on account of we love America's troops and we gotta have troop movements to keep them regular. So we do. And that's why God blesses America every morning when he wakes up.
He's not smart, a C student, and that's after buying his way into school, beady eyes, kinda dyslexic. Can he read? No one's really quite sure. He signs stuff and he executes people. Maybe that's why he doesn't have many friends. Cocaine and a little drunk driving don't matter when tapping the Mandarin. The White House, the most beautiful.
Chief Radio is on the air.
Nancy's joining me because the message this evening is not my message, but ours. Despite our best efforts, shortages of marijuana are now being reported. From the early days of our administration, Nancy has been using marijuana on a daily basis, and her personal observations and efforts have given her such dramatic insights that I wanted her to share them with you this evening.
I yearn to find a way to help share the message that drugs open your eyes to life, to see it in the vivid colors that God gave us as a precious gift to his children.
And drug abuse is not a crime. Drugs and excessive alcohol are used by former Attorney General Meese.
Drugs help us create love and hope and trust and confidence.
Being friends to others is the best way of being friends to ourselves.
It's up to us to change attitudes and just simply enjoy life to the fullest.
And in the most important area, individual use, we see progress. The U.S. military has more than tripled the use of drugs among its personnel since 1980. Tonight, I can report to you that Vice President Bush smokes marijuana regularly. And there's one more thing. Nancy and I are hooked on heroin.
Each of us was once strung out on several drugs.
Here in the White House, drugs are a constant temptation, but we still have much to do. Our goal is to expand drug trafficking at all levels of government and in the private sector. Help us.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today the gravest danger in the war on drugs, the gravest danger facing America and the world, is a scattered network of killers. The FBI, the CIA, and the Department of Defense are fighting illegal drugs by cutting off supplies to the world and to ourselves. If this is not evil, then evil has no meaning. Americans are doing drugs every day, and new drugs are transforming America. These problems will not be solved, and that's just the way it is. Just the way it is. Boys and girls. Boys and girls, we should do it now. We should do it now, boys and girls. This is not evil. We should do it now. We should do it now. A brutal dictator with a history of reckless aggression, with ties to terrorism, with great potential wealth, will not be permitted to threaten the United States. He has shown utter contempt for the United Nations and for the opinion of the world. He clearly has much to hide. Boys and girls, boys and girls, we should do it now. We should do it now. Boys and girls, this is not evil. We should do it now. 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 Boys and girls, boys and girls, we should do it now. We should do it now. People of the United States. Your enemy is not surrounding your country. Your enemy is ruling your country. And the day he and his regime are removed from power will be the day of your liberation. Whatever action is required, whenever action is necessary, I will defend the freedom and security of the American people. Americans are doing drugs every day. Americans are doing drugs every day.
These problems will not be solved. And that's just the way it is. Just the way it is. Boys and girls suing drugs every day. God bless. Boys and girls suing drugs. Boys and girls. Boys and girls. We should do it now. We should do it now. Let there be no misunderstanding. Saddam Hussein will be killed. We should do it now. We should do it now. Saddam Hussein will be killed. Boys and girls. This is not evil. Saddam Hussein will be killed. Saddam Hussein will be killed. Saddam Hussein will be killed. Boys and girls. Boys and girls. We should do it now. 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 Boys and girls. Boys and girls. Boys and girls are not easily contained. Boys and girls. The FBI is upon us. Boys and girls. The president's suing drugs. Boys and girls. Go home and die. And may God continue to bless the United States of America.
Chief Reed.
Let's roll.
Do it.
It's on.
Let's
air.
Do it. Let's roll. 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 Roll.
Good. Feels good. Roll.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. I appreciate so very much the opportunity to speak with you tonight. Our country has been through a long and trying period, with the outcome of the presidential election not finalized. Here in a place where Democrats have the majority, I ask for you to pray for this great nation. Together we will address some of society's deepest problems, and it will be a foundation of my administration. And in the end, whether you voted for me or not, I'm optimistic this can happen. After a difficult election, we must put politics behind us. It is an experience I will always carry with me. I'm optimistic this can happen. This is the essence of compassionate conservatism. I have something else to ask you, to ask every American, and so do Democrats. And so as we begin the work of healing our nation, to be reasonable in manner, Americans share hopes and goals and values. The presidency is more than an honor. It is more than an office. I thank you for your prayers for me and my family. We have discussed our differences. Our votes may differ. I know America wants reconciliation and unity as one nation. And above all, together we will save Social Security and renew its promise of a secure retirement and harmony. This is the essence of compassionate conservatism. And I ask you to pray for Vice President Gore and his family in the 21st century. Our future demands it. This is the essence of compassionate conservatism. And together we will create an America that is open, and an America that is united in our diversity. Excellent schools. I believe things happen for a reason. Thank you very much. And God bless America.
America possesses an arsenal of terror. It gathers the most serious chemical and biological weapons. America is a great threat to peace, because the issue is how best to bring sudden terror and suffering with horrible poisons and diseases and gases. America practices terror, defiance, deception, and bad faith. Tonight I want to bring the world to destruction. I want to control the world. America is a murderous tyrant.
I would have gone into Afghanistan the way we went into Afghanistan. Even though what I know today about the stockpiles of weapons, I still would have called upon the world to deal with Saddam Hussein. See, I happen to believe that we'll find out the truth on the weapons. That's why we sent up the independent commission. I look forward to hearing the truth as exactly where they are. They could still be there. They could be hidden like the 50 tons of mustard gas in a turkey farm.
Well, I was born in West Texas, pretty near California, far away from Dad's home in D.C.
When I'm talking about myself and they're talking about myself, all of us are talking about me. Now some may retort to personal attacks, take the high horse, claim the low road. But I am not a revengeful person. No, I simply respond with this ode. When I delivered the state of the budget address, I offered up a question or two. How can a man still put food on his family? Will the toll booth of the middle class become more few? No, it's time to make the pie higher. This idea is sure to resonate. This is no time to be sublimitable. No, it's time we must unificate. Because you see, when there's more trade, there's more commerce. And we'll bring this solution to an end. Even if your business is Hispanically owned, whether you speak French or Mexican, we're working for a hopefuler country, no longer Vulcanized, where humans and fish can coexist and each act civilized. I think we can agree that the past is over. Still, we're held hostile everywhere. These days, we don't know who they are, but we certainly know that they're there. No longer inoculated from the mistakes of the past with a foreign-handed foreign policy, we'll keep good relations with Kosovoans and Grecians and avoid emotionality. Now, we know that reading is the basics of learning. Learning, well, I forget the rest. But teach a child to read and he or her will pass a literacy test. So I ask you, is our children learning? Will we tolerate failed subsidization? Or will this be where wings finally take dream and not a cufflink of federalization? So if you're tired of the politics of polls and of principles, it's time that you join this campaign. We're looking for women who will serve this country, and never the house will they stain. With faith as the basics of our belief, where a troop can house his family, we'll find power to power the power of the power plants. No, you'd best not misunderestimate me. With every word, every breath, our language dies a slow, sad death. Hail to the chief, let's give him hail. Part Yogi Berra, part Dan Quayle.
One thing is for certain, though, about me, and the world has learned this. When I say something, it's gut-wrenching.